Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're so glad you're along with us. And remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Always good to be in studio and have back with us our very own with our MLB news and notes. That is Andy Pondillo. He's wearing long sleeves in studio. I mean, I know we just hit the month of September, but it's like it's fall now.
Well, I got to be a little more stylish now. You know, I'm starting to try to step up my game and pick up some new items for my wardrobe. So I went with the long sleeves.
I love it. Looks great. It's good to see you in person, Andy, as always. And let's head out. Let's pack our bags and head out to the NL West. And how about the Dodgers? They put a stamp on the Giants by completing that three-game sweep on Tuesday night. That was sweet.
Yeah, the Dodgers are rolling right now. We saw that last season where the Dodgers cemented their NL West crown by sweeping those Giants. Those rival Giants, they may have won three World Series in recent times, but they sure have a tough time with the Dodgers. And it's very interesting that Los Angeles has been so dominant over them in the past, yet they struggle so much in postseason play. So I feel like it's just the same story again with the Dodgers. Not as strong this season as I feel like they've been in the last few seasons, but regardless, it's good enough to probably get them in the postseason play, barring a collapse. And once again, you have one of the best rotations in all of baseball.
Well, are they playing their best baseball of the season?
This season, I don't know if they've played 100% as good as they can be. They've been up and down a little bit. Their bullpen's been spotty. Top of the order is definitely spotty. There's pieces in that lineup. There's a lot of construction on that team that makes you feel like they should be a complete team. Yet, I don't know if anybody quite gets that feel. The thing is, starting pitching can cover up for just about anything in baseball if it's good enough. And Greinke and Kershaw have certainly done that. I feel like this is the time a veteran team like the Dodgers has been there, that's tried to win a World Series, that's gotten to the second round. This is the time where they got to pick it up a notch and show that they can be the best in the National League. I'm still pretty confident in this team, but they've got to show more once they get to postseason play.
You know, Andy, when we've had you on the show, we've talked about this, that the Dodgers are the most expensive team in baseball, and obviously they're looking to secure their third consecutive division title, and the goal is to, you know, end this World Series drought. You were just talking about that. In fact, it's extended 26 years. It's the longest in franchise history.
It's going to be tough. The National League right now is as tough as I've ever seen. I feel like it would be extreme to call this a West-East comparison of the NBA, but this is an extreme division where you see the National League so much stronger than the American League this year. If you put the Dodgers in the American League, I think they could run the table. You put them in the National League, they could be out in three games. So it's just really tough. This is going to be as hard of a playoff season to predict once we get there in the National League that I've seen in quite a few years.
What do you think the biggest questions are surrounding the Dodgers at this point?
The bullpen comes to a lot of people's mind, but if I'm thinking ahead right now, I can't put them in the playoffs, but I'm pretty sure they're going to make postseason play and they're going to make it to the division series. So once they get there, you know, they got to get Howie Kendrick back healthy. You got Jimmy Rollins leading off right now. They don't have a true leadoff man, Puig. You haven't been able to keep him in the lineup. They've got to figure out what they're doing at the top of the order. It's nice to have Adrian Gonzalez batting in the three hole. Andre Ethier has come back a little bit this year. They've got to figure out what they're doing in the 1-2 positions of that lineup. And if they can't, it could be a rough sledding once they get into the division series. I almost would take a power guy, a Puig, a Adrian Gonzalez, a Turner. You know, they don't steal bases to begin with. I would put my highest on base guy lead off, no matter how many RBI, no matter how many home runs he hit. Maybe turn this lineup backwards, but they got to find a way to start getting those guys on base at the top of the order. Or there's going to be nobody to drive in. So you're not going to hit for a ton of power in a division series. Typically, you're going to have to scratch and claw to get your runs. They don't have the speed to do it. They do have on-base guys that draw walks and maybe can set the table.
Our MLB news and notes with our very own Andy Pondillo right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We love to have him on our program. Reach out to our audience and connect with him, Andy.
It's Astro Chat on CommieTellsHill.com is where my podcast is.
Of course, Andy, you know that there are many ups and downs in the MLB season, the highs, the lows. And let's go back to Tuesday night. I mean, quantify how big of a win over Madison Bumgarner and the San Francisco Giants was this?
Well, they've definitely have figured out how to beat those Giants. And Madison Bumgarner is as good of an ace as you're going to find anywhere until you meet Clayton Kershaw, Zach Greinke, and they really match up with the Giants so well over the years. They know that team better than anybody. they have really put a stamp on them that this, to me, it isn't anything new. They did this last year. They had the Giants down and out. The Giants squeak into that wild card. They run the table in postseason play.
Wow.
Dodgers couldn't even make their mark because they couldn't get through the first round to face those Giants in postseason. So it really isn't anything new seeing this team be good in the regular season. And they've fallen down a little bit from last year, actually, the Dodgers have. That doesn't mean they're bad. Doesn't mean they're not going to make postseason play. But they did definitely feel a little bit more complete last year than they do in 2015.
Help me understand, Andy. I mean, what do the Dodgers, what do they value the most? Because when you look at this organization, there's been a lot of change over the past year. The 2014 season, no doubt, as you're talking about, it was disappointing. But club president Stan Kasten, I mean, he decided to, for a complete reboot, he refreshes his front office. The makeover takes place. And then some of the trades that went down. I mean, I think about, you know, moving the pieces of Matt Kemp and D. Gordon and even Hanley Ramirez.
Yeah, that was Andrew Friedman coming in and really wanted to put his mark on this team. Friedman spent a lot of time with the Rays and definitely a different organizational philosophy and what he comes from over there.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers, I don't know if the moves they made this season really helped them. You know, really the guys that are producing right now are from the old regime. Jock Peterson comes in. It was a top prospect already. You give him that chance instead of Matt Kemp. You still have a cluster of outfielders you don't know entirely what to do with. It's tough to really come into a team like this. It has already so much money on the books, so many long contracts, and a lot of them are good contracts, actually. Adrian Gonzalez, Kershaw, Greinke, mm-hmm. I want to have those guys locked up. But it does decrease flexibility in what you can do with this team. I feel like they came in, they made some positive moves in Howie Kendrick, and then he got hurt. But was it really better than D. Gordon? Why would you not have wanted to keep D. Gordon as a developing leadoff man? People question his size. Is he durable enough? Can a lanky 155-pound guy, can he get through a 162-game season? It's questionable, but I sure would like to have that speed at the top of the order where the Dodgers are really lacking right now. So it's kind of a transitional period for how they're trying to mold this team. I think that eventually they may get away from just buying every single free agent. It doesn't mean they're not going to be a top three spending team in the league, and I think they're going to stay there. But maybe when you get a guy like Friedman in there, they start to develop within a little better than they have.
Okay, Kemp, Gordon, you obviously see the value in D. Gordon and them letting them go. Ramirez, that's giving up a lot of speed. You're giving up a lot of power. But those guys, they really weren't good defensive guys, were they?
No, not really. I mean, D. Gordon had the range by his speed. Hanley Ramirez, you don't even know where to play him anymore. I can't blame them for a second for letting him walk to the Red Sox. And Matt Kemp, they just wanted to get that off the books. You got to clear that. To clear that guy somehow. They had other guys they wanted to put in the outfield. He had Carl Crawford. He didn't know where to put him. He had Peterson, who they felt was ready to go. They had to figure out where to play all these guys. Puig is in their future. Now, that's a big question in itself that we've heard Puig and trade rumors, which about 2 years ago, you think that would be absurd. The Dodgers would think about trading him. So they're trying to figure out what they're doing with the pieces they have. It's a good problem to have. They have a lot of pieces over there, and they have a lot of personalities over in Los Angeles, and that goes all the way up to the manager and Don Mattingly. So there's always drama in L.A. Regardless, when you get down to it, you have Kershaw, you have Greinke, you have Adrian Gonzalez. This team should be set to compete for many years to come. It's how do you fix those little holes that keep popping up on the Dodgers? That's what they're going to have to do, and I think the best way is to start building within.
We are zeroing in on the NL West, specifically the Los Angeles Dodgers, Greinke and Kershaw. No doubt, Andy has said it many times on our show, the best 1-2 punch in baseball. It really cannot even be argued. But what is the view of the Dodgers bullpen?
That goes back to developing within, in my opinion. The Cardinals have done it better than anybody. We've seen them bring young guys up who initially are relief pitchers, and maybe they become starters, and it just keeps continuing. They always have these hard throwers that come through their farm system. Trevor Rosenthal, the closer, most dynamic closer in all of the National League now. You've got to develop bullpens now. It's not like the old days anymore, in my opinion, where you can just get a bunch of guys and throw them out there and be really good. You need to start developing that within your farm system. You need to find specialized left-handers. You need to find guys who appear to be closers at age 20. And that didn't used to be the case. The bullpen used to be an afterthought. Baseball has become so specialized. The Dodgers need to look to do that. You can't do that overnight, obviously. So What you probably do is you still continue to take your chances on free agents, hope that they can fill those gaps in the setup roles like a lot of teams do. That can get you by for a year or two, but long term, the Cardinals do it the right way. They build that bullpen within, and it's very good every single season.
Okay, but were you surprised that the Dodgers are not willing to spend some coin? I mean, the trade deadline has come and gone the month of the end of July, but it seemed like they were very conservative. They really didn't go out and try to go after anyone.
I feel like the team they had on paper should have been good enough. I don't know if they want to make a bunch of trades just to plug, you know, stopgap holes right now. It's always nice to get an extra arm in the bullpen if possible. They do have a great closer in Jansen. They just got to figure out ways to get to him. The starting pitching might be the best way to get to him, except for starter go eight innings. That certainly helps things.
Uh-huh.
So, I feel like the Dodgers, they're pretty close to right there where they need to be. The offense has holes. The bullpen has holes. But every single team, besides maybe the Cardinals, seems to have holes somewhere. The Dodgers, their problem, again, I feel like they've got to figure out how they're going to fix that top of the order.
Always one of my favorite segments. Andy Pondillo is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with our weekly MLB news and notes. We're going to step aside just for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined. We're going to talk some more NL West and the Dodgers.